Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Rain is pelting California today. There's snow, too, at higher elevations, and the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for parts of coastal L.A. County. Yesterday, one struck at an Air Force base at Point Magoo, and weather watchers have spotted another rotating thunderstorm over Malibu. Kurt Kaplan is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Well, waterspout is a funnel cloud over the water that's hitting the water. And usually they're fairly weak out here in Southern California. And once in a while, these water spouts will move ashore. They, at that point, become tornadoes.
Federal agents raided four museums and an art gallery in Southern California yesterday. Search warrants allege the owners of the Silk Roads Gallery smuggled looted antiquities out of Thailand, Myanmar, and China, then arranged to donate them to museums on behalf of clients who took inflated tax deductions for the gifts. No charges have been filed yet. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency won't budge, despite a bevy of states begging Stephen Johnson to grant the waiver that lets California set tougher limits on tailpipe emissions. Senator Barbara Boxer has introduced a bill to overturn his decision. Yesterday, Johnson testified before Boxer and the Senate Environment Committee. He argues greenhouse gas emissions are a global problem, not local to California. Boxer doesn't buy it.
Mr. Johnson was advised quite clearly by his legal staff, by his scientific staff, that he should grant the waiver, that if he didn't grant the waiver, he would probably lose in court.
Along with 14 other states, California is suing to overturn Johnson's decision. The courts may resolve the issue faster than Capitol Hill does. All but one Republican on the committee boycotted the hearing. With the economy slouching towards, well, it's not quite an official recession yet, the U.S. dollar has sunk to historic lows. That's a bummer if you're planning to vacation in Europe or Japan. But L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports the garment industry in Los Angeles is cashing in.
On Wall Street, folks are starting to dread the opening bell, wondering if today will be the day that the teetering economy will finally crash to the ground. But here at a jeans factory in gritty South Los Angeles, a ringing bell has a different connotation. Here, it means time to make more jeans. Hundreds of Latino garment workers are just getting back from lunch to their sewing machines. They're making jeans for Tad Zarubica. He owns Denim of Virtue. He exchanges smiles with his employees as he points out the different stages a piece of denim has to pass before it becomes a full-fledged pair of jeans.
There are usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 hands that touch each garment from the point it is created to the point it's shipped.
That's why designer jeans are so expensive, says Zarubica. He stops to watch a group of women using drills to scuff up some jeans to give them that casual, lived-in look. Whether they're riddled with carefully engineered holes or blasted with sand, more of these jeans are leaving the U.S. than ever before. More than a third of Zarubica's jeans will be exported to markets where the dollar is weak. European buyers, he says, are now regular customers in L.A.'s fashion district.
There's an international contingency now at every trade show. They're buying it a little deeper with more confidence because of the dollar.
For years, astronomical duties on garment imports to Europe have successfully kept out much apparel from the U.S. But now that the euro is so much stronger against the dollar, such duties are less of a barrier. The California Fashion Association's Ilsa Metchek illustrates this change using the example of a garment that took $50 to make in the USA.
That $50 garment to retail at $100 in Europe would be retailing for $200 because of the non-tariff duties. Now with the weakened dollar, it's equal. It's $100 here and $100 there.
Metchek says the garment industry's export boom has benefited the younger, innovative brands based in Los Angeles more than the established labels of New York. That's because the smaller boutique designers of L.A. are able to turn around custom orders more efficiently than their East Coast counterparts. But it's not only the garment industry that's benefiting from the weak dollar, says Los Angeles economist Jack Kaiser.
We've seen a boom in exports out of the two local ports, Los Angeles and Long Beach. And it's a whole variety of things. It's everything from waste commodities like paper to manufactured goods like apparel, medical instruments. The U.S. is a bargain.
While imports to the ports of L.A. and Long Beach remained flat between 2006 and 2007, exports grew by more than 18%. Kaiser says this export boom is helping to cushion the blow of the current economic slump on Southern California. For the garment industry, the mood is almost festive. While a DJ wearing sunglasses and a trucker hat turned sideways spins records, thousands of buyers from around the world scrutinized the summer lines of designers throughout L.A. at a recent trade show in the city's fashion district. Antonios Marcos flew here to buy clothes for his three shops in Greece. Up until a couple of years ago, Marcos says he limited his wholesale shopping to Milan and Paris.
Now I'm in Los Angeles, I'm in New York, I'm in Las Vegas.
Marcos says he's also seeing a lot of America back home in Europe.
4 or 5 years ago, because I'm going to the shows in Paris, were very, very, very few American companies that present their products in the exhibitions in Europe. Now if you go, it's full of American companies because now it's something that it's easy for the Europeans to buy.
But as he makes order after order for Made in the USA clothes, Marcos is torn. He can't help but feel he's hurting his fellow European designers.
It's really something that you don't know what is better. You know, it's from one point of view, for me that I cooperate with American brands is okay, but from the other hand, I don't know where it's going to go, this thing, for the European economy. So this is something that it's in our mind.
Minutes after he says this, though, Marcos gets up, visits another LA designer, and buys some more clothes, paying with valuable euros that will stay here in California's economy. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Friday, January 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, and Seal Muller. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editor is Kat Snow. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn, and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.